RadioSaintPete.com film critic Charlie Jewell reviews Alice Through the Looking Glass, now playing in area theaters.
6 years ago, Tim Burton's Alice in Wonderland annihilated the box office with his peculiar visual palette, bringing to life Lewis Carroll's story and easily winning the comparison against Disney's earlier animated take. Now Alice is back with a new director, a new adventure, the familiar characters, and one turkey of a plot. The Mad Hatter is sad, and Alice learns a life lesson about time trying to make him happy again. It sounds like an oversimplification, but it's quite accurate. James Bobbin's version of Wonderland is lifeless compared to Burton's edgy and quirky aesthetic. Alice Through the Looking Glass is a pale shadow of its predecessor and a most mundane time at the movies. Alice, played by Mia Wasikowska, returns to 1875 London after traveling the world as a sea captain. An enjoyable opening scene shows her confidently leading her crew, evading menacing pirates on the opposite side of the world. Full of inspiration and daring do upon her return, Alice's expectations are shattered upon learning her mother, played by Lindsay Duncan, feels a financial pinch, and she's placed both her house and Alice's ship in jeopardy. Alice lays some harsh words on her mother after the film's main theme, time, pops up concerning how Alice is wasting it crossing the world instead of husband hunting. Lured back to Wonderland by her old crew, Alice is confronted by a starkly altered Hatter, played by Johnny Depp. Mentioned briefly in the first film, the biggest heartbreak in Hatter's life is the loss of his family. Now convinced they are alive, Hatter shuts himself away in his house and is actually dying of sadness, because nobody believes him. It's up to Alice to find the truth. Unlike the first film, this multi-personality Hatter is incapable of accomplishing most tasks. His trademark incomprehensible happiness is a steady descent into immobile melancholy close to death. The only way to know what happened to someone in the past is to go back in time. Therefore, Alice invades Time's castle to steal a time machine, which can easily rip apart the entire Wonderland universe. Time, by the way, is a man, played by Sacha Baron Cohen. He is pompous, full of himself, and gives another memorable Cohen-supporting performance. Responsible for killing people when their time is up by closing a stopwatch and maintaining the giant time clock of life, he's heard all the puns about time before, and sure enough, we get a couple dozen thrown at us. However, what could be a character to endure is actually the film's most enjoyable. Cohen plays Time as memorable as Depp played the Hatter in the previous film. This plot to save the Hatter is really an excuse for Alice to learn her lesson about time, how emotional and how precious it is, and certainly how we do not spend our time doing the things most important to us. Also, the film's most interesting idea and visual is the ocean of time, an intriguing scene to watch while Alice journeys among important moments, not only in Hatter's life, but in the Red Queen's, played by Helena Bonham Carter. The Jabberwocky allegedly fireballed the Hatter's family, so if Alice goes back in time even further to stop the Red Queen's original slide into evil, all will be well. Tim Burton established the language and the landscape of the first film, and certainly left his mark. Yet, James Bobbin's slightly staler imagery may be truer to Lewis Carroll's original vision, but it is definitely less exciting to look at. Bobbin directed the two recent Muppet movies and a bunch of episodes of Flight of the Conchords and the Ali G Show, which must be why Sacha Baron Cohen plays Time. Thankfully, Cohen more than makes up for Anne Hathaway, whose character Mirana the White Queen is dry as toast and completely forgettable. It is difficult to care for a script about a Hatter who is dying of sadness. Writer Linda Wolverton, a Disney veteran of Maleficent and The Lion King, learned nothing when the Star Wars world howled as Amidala died in sadness childbirth. Wolverton does score a point for a quick satire about 19th century female hysteria. Alice is less fearful of the Red Queen now, and doesn't let anybody push her around. However, Alice Through the Looking Glass lacks a spine, teeth, and anything at all to recommend to families who hopefully don't waste their money on Alice. That is why I give Alice Through the Looking Glass 2 out of 4 stars.
Alice Through the Looking Glass is rated PG, now playing at the new Cobb Tyrone Luxury 10, Largo Mall 8, Regal Park Place Stadium 16, Movico Sundial 19 in downtown St. Petersburg, and Cobb Countryside 12 Cinemas. RadioSt.Pete.com film critic Charlie Jewell is a member of the Washington, D.C. Area Film Critics Association. To read more of Charlie's reviews online, visit CharlieJewell, JUHL.com.